Baseball season is just around the corner, along with opening day for our local AAA team, the Reno Aces. Historian Alicia Barber looks back at our region's long love affair with baseball in this episode of Time and Place.
By the early 20th century, baseball was firmly established as the national pastime. Some of the most iconic ballparks opened between 1910 and 1930, including Boston's Fenway Park, Ebbets Field in Brooklyn, and the original Yankee Stadium. Things were operating on a slightly smaller scale in Reno. The town had a number of baseball diamonds, but they were pretty primitive until one local businessman took matters into his own hands. Jack Threckle owned an auto repair shop called the Reno Garage. He had sponsored a number of local baseball teams in the 20s, and in 1930, he bought 4 acres way out on East 4th Street, between Reno and Sparks, and opened his own ballpark, complete with a wooden grandstand. Bud Beasley played ball for Threckle in the early 30s when he was still in college. He recalled one of the field's quirkier features in a 2001 interview.
The playing field was great, although in the right field corner was a chicken and turkey pen. And every now and then you'd hit a home run into the chicken pen.
Threckle later improved the grandstand and added lights for night games. His semi-pro team played the best teams from the region, and the games would regularly draw 500 spectators, which was good for Threckle and for the players' pocketbooks.
I don't remember what the admission was, I think 50 cents or a dollar at that time. And the players weren't paid, but they were given jobs. Then all the gate receipts went into a bucket, and at the end of the season, they'd come out with $200 or $300, which was good money in those days.
The ballpark was a community fixture for 30 years, until Jack Threckle's death in 1960, when the land was sold and the grandstand was torn down. By then, most of the action had moved to Moana Stadium, Reno's home for professional baseball through the early 90s. Since 2009, the Reno Aces have played in a stadium with a capacity of more than 9,000, and no chickens or turkeys in sight. For Reno Public Radio, I'm Alicia Barber.
Historian Alicia Barber is the editor of the website and smartphone app Reno Historical. Oral history clips for this segment were provided by the Special Collections Department of the University of Nevada, Reno Libraries.